hiding? Where are you hiding? What parts of your life or fantasy life? Where do you go when king shit goes down? When it's time for the king to step up, make some decisions, take some action, protect his people, hold space for his wife, give his kids love and mentorship. When the apprentice kings need guidance, where are you hiding? You hiding out at work? Hiding out at the gym? Hiding out on the computer, watching porn? Smoking, drinking, drugs? Just punched out somewhere? Where are you hiding when the king shit goes down? What are you afraid of? What would happen if you showed up? My suspicion is you don't know what to do when you get there, right? Like if you had to step into your kid's life and actually be a king, a mentor to an apprentice king. A lot of guys don't know what to do. Like what do I do? How do I even connect with them? It's cool that I got kids. My wife kind of takes care of all that, right? What do you do when your wife needs attention, compassion, love, intimacy, space, freedom? When she needs to know that no matter what she does or says, you're going to be there and you're not moving. Where are you then? Maybe she's given up on even talking to you about it. She needs it. Where are you when she needs that? There's four areas of life that you're going to have to master to be the king, right? Where you're not afraid when your wife goes crazy about some stuff, and she will. That's what they do. That's the beauty of it. That's the joy. That's the beauty of the whole game, is that you get to be the hero in that. And you get to be the hero in your kid's life. And you have a small window of time in all of that where you're the hero no matter what. No matter how much of a deadbeat dad you are, you're a hero to your kids, and they want your approval and they want your affection and they want all of that. And there comes a time where that page turns, where they start getting angry if they never had that, or suppressed or depressed or whatever it might be. Right? So the areas of the life that need to be mastered is number one, your body, right? You need to feel good. You need to have the physical strength, and your body is connected to your mind and your spirituality. You have to master that, right? You have to have vitality. You have to have good health. And that's obviously brought down two parts. It's like what you put in and what do you demand of it, right? So what do you eat? What happens in your kingdom? What do you eat? What do you put into your life that's not the result you expect out, right? Do you eat close to the earth, as you say, right? Do you eat things that were created by nature, that your body was meant to digest and consume and convert into fuel? And do you push your body? Do you build muscle? Do you build mental muscle? Do you have the endurance to go through a day and to play with your kids and have energy yet for your wife and to create an abundance financially for your family? And where do you go? Are you connected? Are you in a place where you can listen to your heart and listen to your soul and listen to the voice inside of you and hear God or whoever it is for you, the universe, whatever it might be, speak to you? Can you hear that voice, or is it clouded with stuff and escapes? Do you take time every day to actually connect with you, to the voice, to nature, whatever it is, the energy around you, around the universe? Do you take time to connect with that and feel one with the world? Or do you feel like you're kind of the lone guy out in the world by yourself, then kind of have pride in being the one man army? Let me just suggest the possibility that it's a lot easier if you're connected to God, the universe, yourself, You can hear the voice inside you. You can feel your heart, and you don't punch out. Like, you can actually feel. The third part is going to be the connection that you have with the core of your kingdom, right? Your queen and your kids. Like, that connection needs to be nurtured every day. It's not a question of, like, you know what? I'm going to plant a garden and I'm going to water it every so often. Yeah. Like, I'll keep a good garden plant on my windowsill and I'll water it, like, I don't know, whenever I think about it. They got to be watered every day. Your kids need love and reassurance every day. Or that's going to become their main issue in their life, right? They're going to want to seek it. That I know people and kids right now, and it probably was in my life for a little bit, you know, where love, like, nothing else mattered till I felt loved. Like, I didn't care. Like, I didn't care about my business. I didn't care about school. I didn't care. Like, I need to feel loved. And once I felt loved, I thrived, man. I could do 100 things at once. And I would skip from here to there, and it would be amazing. And your kids need that every day. They need love every day. They need to feel you every day. There's one thing to be physically present, right? But they actually have to feel your soul every day. They have to feel that connection. If they're going to grow up being loving, kind people, connected to the world, connected to the universe, and connected to God, they need to feel that connection with you. That's where it starts, right? They are part of you. That connection is there, and all you can do is break it or maintain it. Like, either you water it or you don't. If you don't, it dies. If you do, it thrives. It's that simple. And the relationship with your wife is no different. In fact, it's the primary. And I just want to put some perception in this a little bit. You know, a discussion that I had with my kids when I got divorced, right? Shortly after that, I had 4 kids. They were with me full time. And so I spent a lot of time with them. And we had a really good relationship. And my youngest daughter, who was probably 3 or 4 at the time, asked me, she said, "Dad, are you going to get remarried again?" I said, I don't know, you know, like, but if I do, they're going to love you as much as I do. I can tell you that for sure. But I also have to tell you that they're going to be first, right? If I have to choose between you and them, I'm going to have to choose them. But I can tell you one thing, I would never be with a woman that would put me in a position where I would have to choose, right? And that was a bit of brilliance on my part. I stepped back. Like, it came through me. Like, I'm not claiming that wisdom. But when I said that at that point, it became clear in my head that if I'm going to, like, I love my kids immensely, like, but I would not get married again if I wasn't in a position where I love that woman more than my kids. And that came into play because my kids pushed me at that time a little bit, like, "Dad, like, what? Like, that's crazy." And I said, "Don't you either. Like, do not marry a man that you will not put before me. It's just not going to work. No one is going to step into your life and be okay with being number 3, 4, 5, or 6. They're going to be there to be number 1. And as that played out, my oldest daughter got married. She came back and she told me, she says, "You know what? That was like the most brilliant thing you could say at the time." Like, it hurt us kind of at the time, speaking for all 4 of them. But as she's getting married, it's very clear to her that her husband comes first, before me, before anything. And you have to, in the balanced part of your life, like when you put your kids in this game and you're taking care of your woman and your family, like, kids are super safe love, right? They will love you no matter what. And a lot of women get caught up in this, right? "My kids, I love my kids. My kids come first." And you know, after I was divorced, I dated someone, right? And there were women that would say that. And I'd be like, "What the heck?" Like, I get it. You love your kids. And it's good that they come first right now. But when you add the line, "and they always will," I'm like, "Eh, I don't know. I'm not really signing up for spot number 4 or 5. Nope, I don't think so." Right? And you have to be aware of that as well. Right? Your wife is number 1. If you have to choose between the 2, yeah, you know what? Your wife, that relationship is going to be much more complicated. It's going to be much more scary because she's not in a position of locked in love, right? She probably loves you immensely. But all I'm saying is, like, kids are super safe. Like, they will love you no matter what. And a woman, she may love you, but you actually have to be a king. You have to be her hero, and that you have to earn. It's not nearly as simple as it is getting it from a kid. And that, you talk about watering that relationship every day, that is one that needs water every day. And finally, the part that a lot of people think is a primary position of a king is to create wealth for the kingdom. And that's important not to be underestimated, right? Like some people will say, people that don't have money say, well, you know what? Money isn't everything, but you know what? It is something, right? Money is power in today's culture. I can't change that now. But it's true, right? And you have to be able to create value that people are willing to pay for, right? That's it. Like, you don't necessarily need a job. You don't need a... All you have to do is create value that you can exchange for the kind of value you need and want for your family, right? I made that mistake for some time, right? I grew up on a farm, and I believed, and it was kind of reinforced by my parents, or at least that's what I took of it, that you need to work hard to make a living, right? Making a living is hard work, and I enjoyed it. Like, I loved to work. Like, it physically made me feel good, and I had a lot of pride in it. But as I got older, I'm like, God, you know, and I had a business, and I had a lot of employees, and I was still doing some of the training, and it started burning me out, right? Because I did all the administration things, and I mean, I had the people in the office as well, but I also felt like I had to physically earn it besides. Like, if you didn't physically earn it, you somehow manipulated or stole it from someone. And it wasn't until I got the concept that all I have to do is create value. And there's a point in my life where most of my value isn't what I know, what I understand about the industry, my intuition about how things are going to happen next in the game of bidding projects and interacting with other contractors and so on. That became my highest value, right? What I could do physically anymore, even though I was the best at it in my company, right? Which you have to let go of, right? Because you're always going to be better because you understand it better and you've done it more. And you have to let go of that and say, you know what? Like, I'm going to work in my point of highest value. And that's where you have to accept that as well. Like, you have to be in the point of highest value that you can produce, right? And you have to be able to be in a position not to be afraid to ask for the monetary value in exchange for the value you provide. Okay, now, again, you have to be, in your kingdom is depending on this, right? And the idea that, well, we'll help Uncle Joe, which is cool, help Uncle Joe, and we'll help these people, and we'll kind of help our friends, and we'll help all of this. And it's easy to get lost in helping and feeling good about helping and lose sight of building your own kingdom, right? And it's always easy to go help someone else solve their problems and stay home and deal with your own, or actually build your own kingdom and build your own family. But that's a decision that has to be made. And it's very clear that you are responsible for creating wealth for your family that allows them the freedom to thrive. So I'm just going to ask the question, kind of leave you with this question, like, where is it that you are most lacking in your kingdom, right? Like, where do you go? Where do you hide, right? Like, some people will go to business, right? They're good at business. They find it difficult to connect with their wife or kids that really don't know how to go, but so they'll work late, right? Or somebody that's really spiritually connected and connected with the church and connected there, and they'll spend most of their energy there because they're good at it, right? They understand it, it serves them, and they suck at making money. They suck at creating wealth for their family and security, financial security. But very few people are even conscious of the concept that while it's good to build your body and take good care of your body, some people just hang out at the gym, right? Because they're very good at that. And they feel good because they are good at it, right? People love to do the things they're good at. People aren't so crazy about doing the things they're not good at because it's a little embarrassing and it takes a lot of practice and there's not a lot of return on investment of time and energy initially. So people will tend to go to where they're already good, where they don't need to build the muscle because it feels good, right? So between body being balanced and business, like, where do you go? Where is your go-to? What are you good at? You know, where do you focus on the most, and what is probably the least? What is the weakest leg on the chair, so to speak, right? If we say those are four legs on a chair, sure, you can balance on three. You can get by. You can be 100 pounds overweight and some of that, but your chair is off balance, right? And you're not going to have a kingdom, and you're not going to be able to play with kings if you're trying to balance a chair on one or two legs, right? So my question, I'll leave you this question, is Where is the weakest leg on your chair? Is it your body? Is it your spiritual connection to God, the universe, nature, your inner voice? Is it the connection that you have with your family, your wife and your kids? Or is it the financial part, the business part, where you lack the financial resource to actually give your family the freedom and the financial power to direct the family and support the family in a way that they actually feel freedom?